What's going on there? Oh, okay. They're not off. Sorry. Let me also mention back, Mike talked about it briefly, but nominations for deacon and trustee. We have one deacon that is, their term is up, and one trustee's term is up. And we need to fill one of those positions. Matter of fact, correct me if I'm wrong, Terry Black, his term is up as deacon, and Debbie Davenport as trustee, her term is up, both are of which are eligible to run again. There is a list back there of all of our members. Now, let me just say about that, not every person on there is eligible to run for either position, but you have to be a member to run for either trustee or deacon. There are some other qualifications that might be in that other page there next to the members. And you can thumb through that. If you have any questions, I'd love to answer those, just not during service. hopefully that's clear, more clear than mud. If there's anything I can help with that, let me know. And we do have our annual business meeting in March of each year, and so we'll be heading that direction, and we'll let you know what date that is. Hey, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Hosea chapter 12. It's in the Old Testament. Little bit before Matthew, it's toward the back of the Old Testament, Hosea, chapter 12 and verse 6. But I just want to tell you how much of a joy it was to worship the Lord with you this morning. There's just not anything like it. And as you're turning there, can I just encourage you to sing loud and proud in here? We're honoring the King of all kings, are we not? You don't need to be afraid, because the person next to you might be singing their heart out too, not worried about you. You hear what I'm saying? So let it rip, potato chip. All right? Give God your praise. I think my mindset is I want to sing so that I don't hear it coming out of the speaker. Not that so that I don't have to, but so that I overpower it. I just want to give God my praise. You know what I'm saying? He's worthy of it, isn't he? And so now we go to the word, Hosea chapter 12, verse 6. The prophet writes, "So now come back to your God. Act with love and justice." What a good idea. And here's the part I want to focus on this morning. "And always depend on him." Always depend on him. That word for depend can also mean to hope in or wait for. And sometimes we have to wait on God, don't we? Sometimes we have to learn to slow down when we want to say go. Sometimes we have to learn to wait on God's timing for things. And that's not an easy lesson for us believers, especially when we can go to Matthew 28 in the Great Commission. He already says to go. And so we're to do that at all times as the church and as his followers. But there are some times and some situations, some things that God says, "Hey, I want you to slow down. I want you to wait." And while we're waiting, we're trusting in him. We're depending on God because he is our faithful Father, isn't he? And always depend on him, okay? I'm going to take you to a couple other scriptures. The first one being in Proverbs chapter 3. This is a well-known scripture. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord." I think that would work very well with that. Depend on God and wait on him. Trust in him with the timing of things. Trust in him with those different kinds of aspects of it. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart." And sometimes we like to trust in God with a portion of our heart, don't we? We want to trust him with some of it, but not all of it. Ouch. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart." And here's that word again. "Do not depend on your own understanding." And that's a problem, because sometimes God will direct us to do something and we don't fully understand it all. And he didn't ask us to fully understand it all. He asked us to do it, didn't he? Whatever it is that he might be asking us to do. We can't depend on our own understanding. Instead, we're to depend on him and trusting him to direct us, trusting us to give us the strength to do it, to provide the finances to do it, to provide the everything else to do whatever he's asking us to do. 2022 is here. Let's trust God. Let's depend on God in 2022 to lead us, to guide us, and to help us with every aspect of ministry in and around this church and in our community and even around the world as our missionary, with our missionaries. Let's trust God. I'd love to put some new missionaries on the wall. That's going to mean that some more people need to give monthly toward missions, not in place of your tithe, but in addition to your tithe. Let God deal with you there. That's what I'm saying about it. We depend on God. We depend on him to lead us and to guide us. It says, do not depend on your own understanding. And then verse 6, seek God's will in all that you do, and he will show you which path to take. He's the one who knows, doesn't he? So we gotta give our ear to what he is saying, to the way that he is leading and the way that he's guiding, because he knows better than you and I do. And that's part of depending on him, isn't it? To depend on him on which way to go. And he'll make our paths straight. He'll show us which path to take. Isn't he good? If you'll turn now with John chapter 10. Excuse me. Jesus says here, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. Got a little prop. Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd. I sacrifice my life for the sheep. Verse 12, he says, a hired hand will run when he sees a wolf coming. He will abandon the sheep because they don't belong to him and he isn't their shepherd. And so the wolf attacks them and scatters the flock. Verse 13, the hired hand runs away because he's working only for the money and doesn't really care about the sheep. But our shepherd cares, doesn't he? Jesus, he said, I'm the good shepherd. And sometimes he'll pull us away. And other times he'll use the other end and say, you shouldn't have been doing that. Whack. We say, ouch. You know, your rear is connected to your brain, right? There's a reason for that. But we learn to trust in the good shepherd. We learn to depend on the good shepherd. What did the shepherd do for the sheep? The shepherd led them to food. Didn't he? To their provision, to everything that they needed. Scripture tells us that God is going to take care of us, whatever it is that we need. He may not give us all the luxuries, but he's going to give you everything that you need. Depend on him for that. Trust in him. Believe in him to do those things. Our God is faithful. He's not a liar, is he? You and I might lie. But God's not a man. He doesn't have to prove himself to anybody. He has no reason to lie. He only cares about telling the truth. Matter of fact, he's the origin of truth. Satan's the one that's the liar. Trust in our good shepherd. Depend on him. He's going to lead you to where you need to go. And then you'll be at the right place at the right time, being able to do the right thing that God's called you and led you there to do. Who knows? It might be to minister to somebody who might be walking through a difficult season in their life. And your smile and your kind words and your graciousness as you trust in God to put you at that right place might impact their life forever. Ever consider things like that? I certainly hope, as we look at 2022, I certainly hope that that people would be in heaven because of our lives, your life and my life. Don't you? Do you want somebody to be in heaven because of you? Now listen, I'm not in any way trying to say that we're the Savior. We can't go to a cross. It's not our blood that saves anybody. But it's us telling them about the one who did it all, who paid the price. What a joy. And their life can be transformed. Their life can be changed in that moment and from then on and for eternity. That's stuff that the Good Shepherd does. He leads and he guides and he'll say, oh, here, I need you to go this way. Here, come here. And he'll direct you that away. He's good, isn't he? He's the Good Shepherd and he's trustworthy. Depend on God for your salvation. Depend on God for your provision. Depend on God if you need healing today. Don't look to me. Look to him. He's the Good Shepherd. And I believe that he'll pick you up and he'll carry you in his arms. And he'll tend to your wounds and he'll tend to your needs. Don't you believe that? He's good. Because he's good. Depend on God for your everyday life. Depend on God to speak to your heart. Depend on God to direct your steps. Depend on God for your family. Depend on God to draw you closer to him. I'm convinced that's his purpose. I'm convinced that that's what he wants. He wants to draw each person closer to him. And we're in heaven, we're going to have a long time to do that. Isn't that going to be cool? But at the same time, in this life, we can make our time here count by getting to know God. And let me just challenge you, in these 21 days of prayer, now there's like 14 of them left. Let me challenge you to pray. Let me challenge you to seek God. Matter of fact, these doors are open. The sanctuary is going to be open from 8 in the morning till 8 in the evening. And I'll turn a little bit of music on. And you can come in and you can sit down, you can kneel at the altar, you can lay on your face, you can walk around, you can get loud, you can shout, you can whisper, whatever. The purpose of that is so that you pray. The purpose of that is so that we seek after God and ask him to lead us as a church body, give us vision and help us to do what he wants us to do. We know that what he wants, and I already mentioned that I'm convinced that he wants to draw people to himself. That's us, for each one of us to grow closer to him. But then there's people that aren't in here today and are not in a church anywhere else in the community, and they need Jesus too. So God, how do we reach them? Right? That's it. Let's depend on God for that. Let's depend on God to help us to reach others and also grow ourselves. See, the shepherd, the good shepherd, he cares about the sheep. That's us. He cares about us. As I like to say, he loves you like crazy. I'm going to ask you to bow your hearts. If you're here in the room, or maybe you're watching from home and you do not have a relationship with Jesus, you've never invited him into your life, you've never surrendered yourself to him, maybe even you've been faking it. Maybe you've been faking it for years and years and playing church. Let those days be over. Let us pursue the King of Kings. Today I'm going to give you an opportunity. If you don't know Christ as your Lord and Savior, today can be your day. I'm going to give you this opportunity, and really it's simple. It's God giving you the grace and the mercy. He's inviting you into a relationship with him. He's inviting you into this relationship where you're going to learn to depend on him. We're all learning that. We're all at different areas and different stages in that. He wants to help us. He wants to help each one of us to grow. He cares about you deeply. Enough that he would go to a cross and die on it for you and for me. And so this opportunity is for you to acknowledge that Jesus is the Lord and Savior, that he died on the cross and he was raised on the third day, and that you have faith in him to wash away your sins. And today you want to begin to trust in him. You want to begin to depend on him. If that's you, I'm just going to give you the opportunity to raise up your hand so that I can see it. Heads are bowed. Is there anyone? Thank you, Lord. I want to give my life to Christ. I want to begin that relationship that you're talking about. I want to begin that relationship with him. I want to lay down, I'm ready to lay down my life today. If you're at home, you don't have to have anybody come and pray with you. What you need to do if you're making that decision is to say, Jesus, would you come into my life? Would you forgive me and help me to live for you? It really is just that simple. And Jesus will come and he'll make you brand new on the inside, and he will transform your life. He'll change you. Your name will then be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's how we get into heaven, by faith in Jesus Christ. Maybe you already have a relationship with Jesus, and I'm switching gears a little. Just say, you know what, I want to depend on him more. I've just been kind of living and not really dependent on God like I know I should. And if that's you, I would just say, call out to the Lord in prayer and say, God, help me. This is challenging me this morning to take a deeper look at my relationship with you. And Lord, help me to depend on you. I trust you. I trust you. And help me to lay down my life in everything to allow you to lead and guide me. So as I close in prayer, that's my challenge to you. Is if the Holy Spirit has pricked your heart, pray about whatever he's pricked your heart about. Learn to depend on him, trust in him, and devote yourself to him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for today. You're the God of all things. You're not weak, but you are strong. And Lord, forgive us where we haven't trusted you. And Lord, those who want to begin that relationship with you, Lord, may they lay their life down before you now in prayer. And Lord, not just today, but every single day from this day forward. Lord, each one of us are working at growing in you more and more and depending you, trusting you for more. For you to show us your ways in our lives. We thank you for it, God. You're faithful. You're worthy. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, that you would just go with us and lead us into what to do, where to go, that we would be at the right place at the right time with the right attitude, the right heart, and the right message in our mouth. Give us the very words to say to others, Lord. And we thank you for doing it. Today we trust in you, we depend on you, we wait on you, God, for your will in our lives and in this church. We thank you. God, you're so wonderful. You are good, and all that you do is good. We worship who you are, and it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.